Linda Hartzell never imagined a life in theater.
Never. I never thought anybody made a living by doing drama.
Hartzell was wrong. For more than 30 years, she's made her living as the artistic director of Seattle Children's Theater. Linda Hartzell will retire later this spring. Tomorrow, SCT opens the final play of her long tenure. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman looks back at Hartzell's legacy.
They call this the house that Linda built. It's the state-of-the-art home of the Seattle Children's Theater. This season, more than 100,000 kids and their families saw performances here at the Seattle Center. SCT presents 11 shows a week. 5 of them are school matinees. After every performance, the actors come out to answer questions.
How did I make my shoes really loud? I love that question. Thank you for
400 kids perch in their plush seats waiting for the answer. The Seattle Children's Theater wasn't always in these fancy digs. The company started life in 1971 in a building at the Woodland Park Zoo.
They rightfully would brag about the stage being strong enough to hold an elephant.
That's SCT Artistic Director Linda Hartzell. In 1993, she oversaw the company's move from the zoo. But her journey with the Seattle Children's Theater started long before that. Hartzell joined the company as an actor in 1977.
I was working an office job at Peter Pan Seafood. At that point, I was divorced and raising this little boy by myself. He was a couple of years old. And I wasn't going to do it, but I went and auditioned and I got cast.
7 years later, Hartzell was tapped to be SCT's interim artistic director. She never left. Linda Hartzell isn't one of those people who came up in the theater world. Her working-class family lived near Everett. Hartzell was the oldest child of an alcoholic, and life at home wasn't always easy. Movies, books, and music were Hartzell's escape.
It saved me as a kid. It saved me. I don't want to get maudlin. There are many wonderful times at home. There are many, many scary, sad times that I don't think children should have to experience.
Maybe that's why Hartzell is so driven to produce high-quality theater for young people. All the plays she produces have some kind of positive message, but that doesn't mean they're soft and squishy. Seattle Children's Theater productions feature professional adult actors and sets and costumes to rival any of Seattle's big theaters.
The mission of the theater, as Linda has envisioned it, is to do serious theater for young adults.
Kurt Beattie is Artistic Director Emeritus at Seattle's ACT Theater. SCT presented Beattie's adaptation of The Odyssey. The theater also has produced plays about the internment of Japanese Americans, the Nazi Holocaust. No topic is off limits. Beattie says Hartzell's artistic aspirations go beyond easy entertainment.
It's truly not only about theatricals and about the magic of making it, but it's also about relating us to each other and the responsibilities that we have for each other. In that respect, she's done a very profound thing.
That sounds highfalutin, but SCT definitely has a lighter side.
When you're ready for put me down, put me down, said the fish.
This is no fun at all. Put me down,
said the fish.
I do not wish to fall.
Hartzell's last production as SCT Artistic Director is an adaptation of Dr. Seuss's classic The Cat in the Hat. She's always looking for that sweet spot between silly and ridiculous. Hartzell loves to hear her audiences laugh.
Every time I would start to get cynical, I would go in, and if it was a younger show, I'd hear their little voices laughing. And for me, I don't want to get religious, but if you believe in a higher power, you know there must be goodness and love when you hear a child laugh.
Hundreds of thousands of children have laughed and sometimes cried at Seattle Children's Theater during Hartzell's 32-year tenure. Under her leadership, SCT has provided subsidized tickets to every school show. Lisa Elliott teaches kindergarten at Seattle's Bailey Gatzert Elementary School. 100% of her students qualify for free and reduced-price meals. Their families can't afford to go to live theater, but scholarships will send Elliott's class to 3 SCT plays this year.
Most recently, we saw Where the Wild Things Are, which was particularly wonderful because the children actually sat on the stage and participated. They were wild things for about an hour.
Elliot says she doesn't have hard data, but she believes experiencing live theater translates into academic success for her students. It hasn't always been easy for SCT to subsidize school tickets or even to keep producing plays. The Great Recession hit the theater hard. Hartzell had to lay off staff and cut back on production expenses. Now that the economy has stabilized, Linda Hartzell says she can step down from this all-consuming work.
I want to sit for about 3 hours and read all the newspapers. I want to listen to an opera. I want to read a novel that's not a children's novel.
Hartzell has traveled around the world to talk about theater for young audiences. She's commissioned hundreds of plays and helped build a state-of-the-art facility, but it's the personal memories she cherishes the most. On her office wall is a framed drawing of the set of a play called Benicula. A little boy with learning challenges made it after he'd seen a performance.
The books on the bookcase are all the exact color. The detail is so specific that the parents called us up in tears and said, "We know he's bright. We know he's learning. We just know it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you."
Linda Hartzell's final production as Seattle Children's Theater Artistic Director opens this weekend. Her replacement takes over in August. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.